After Buzzers, and welcome to the iZombie After Show. We are talking episode 7, Dirt Nap Time. Everything has changed from this point on. Nothing is the same. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, it is bananas. Liv is spelling things out and helping people manage their emotions. Apparently she's a good listener. I don't know. It was a really weird episode.
It was.
But we're going to dive right into it. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique and every week at blackgirlnerds.com. Hannah and Dave Childs are out on assignment somewhere in the world, maybe trying to catch crazy gun-toting hillbillies to stop them from ending the zombie apocalypse. But in the meantime, we're here and we're very excited.
Yes, I'm back. They didn't scare me away. I'm Shantiera Math, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Shantiera.
Yes. So it's just two of us tonight, but we're going to have fun. Chat, yes, we need you to be extra live, extra loud. Tell us your thoughts. Help us out. We're going to jump right into the show because there was a lot to break down this week. Let's just get our top case out of the way. With sexy listening Jamie preschool teacher. What did you think of Jamie?
I thought he was weird. As soon as the episode started, I was a little thrown off about with the little
with the sock puppet. Yeah. You like the dragon puppet, like, trying to get everything's gonna be all right?
What's going on here? But his personality was really interesting to me. Mm. But I didn't really know I didn't really know that. Well, I figured he was going to be the one that was killed, obviously.
Sure, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, his personality was a little weird.
It was a little weird, and we see that in Liv kind of treating everyone like they were a preschooler, which is a little weird for a guy who's kind of a womanizer. And I think this is a trend we've seen, and I heard you guys talking about it in the chat a little bit earlier, where it's kind of unreasonable to expect that anyone behaved this way.
Yeah.
And I kind of miss a little bit our old Liv. Liv used to be, she's embodying like actual people, and now she's kind of embodying stereotypes, and I thought that was a little weird.
Yeah, she definitely, with that role, I feel like she definitely played to that role. I mean, him being a preschool teacher, but I think it was turned up like a lot. And it was a little weird seeing her talk to people like they were kids the entire time.
Yeah.
She had her moments where she made me laugh and things were funny. But, even when she brought out the little, like, little puppet.
Yeah.
But during like the interrogation. But other than that, it was weird.
So basically we find out Jamie is dating three women that are mothers of his preschool students, which sleazy, but also good on you, man. Preschool teachers are way hipper than I think most people know. I know I have a lot of friends that are preschool teachers, and a lot of them like to smoke a lot of weed. And, you know, you work from like 8 to 3:30 and then you like hang out. I don't know. Preschool teachers are living some next level life. So Jamie's sleeping with Macy, Piper, and Eleanor. Piper's the girlfriend. Macy's kind of the slutty wife situation. Eleanor is kind of the upstanding wife. He's like, I prefer, because he's got all kinds. He's got a wide variety of types that he's enjoying. And Piper bursts into the school, pissed as hell, because she thinks Macy, that jerk, is sleeping with her boyfriend. And she's not wrong, but it's actually Eleanor's panties that she found. Preschool, appropriate place to out your boyfriend's affair or no?
That was so inappropriate. I mean, you're literally, I mean, there was kids there and you're throwing out panties. Like, that's, no.
Also, her panties kind of looked like a little girl's panties.
Right, they did. And I'm mad that the little girl said, Mom, aren't those your panties? I'm like, wait a minute. That was weird.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I got dressed with my mom a lot in the morning. If you live in a small house, sometimes, you know, you might know what your mom's undergarments look like. I feel like what's much weirder is that she has ballet shoes on them and they look like a 2-year-old's panties. It's very weird and uncomfortable. Yeah. Get some grown lady stuff. Victoria's Secret is open a lot. Totally options. Options are available to you. So Piper kind of, before we get there, Jamie dies. He is shot 14 times in the head with a nail gun that someone just picked off of a construction site.
Yeah.
Which is how I think you want to pick your murder weapon.
You know, I wouldn't have thought to use that. That was really weird for me.
I mean, a nail gun is it's not the most, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's not the first thing you think of, But, like, it's smart to choose a weapon that is, A, not yours, B, you don't have to dispose of, and C, you could easily wipe down and walk away from. I'm just saying the guy had smarts to start with. You know, he didn't know someone was going to eat dead guy's brain and figure out the crime. I think he's smart.
Yeah, you know, I like the way you think. I did not think about that. I was like, I wonder. I was like, the nails in the head. I was like, wait a minute. What? I wouldn't have thought about that, but it's brilliant.
It works. It's 14 it's easy. Times in the head. He goes down. I'm going to kind of speed around through this. So then Macy comes in. She says she has an open relationship with Will.
Right. Which that was a lie.
It did turn out to be a lie. Eleanor says, oh, I never do this. My husband's a fisherman. I'm a good person. Fisherman guy, not angry. So sad, heartbroken, devastated.
Yeah. When he started crying, I was literally like, okay, I think he may have done it. But
the way he kind of collapsed in on himself, it sounded like he was hearing the news for the first time.
Yeah.
So I did not think that that's what was going on. So then Piper, we learned, had gone back to Jamie and was like, hey, I really want to be with you. Yeah. I think we'd be good together. Let's work it out. I thought we were a team, she says. And he's like, hey, you gotta get out of here. I'm with Macy.
Right.
Come back later.
But wasn't it funny when she tried to lie and say, oh, no, I went back to his house to break up with him, knowing that that wasn't the truth.
Look, I feel for her. Like, pride is a strong thing.
Yeah,
and especially if you thought, you know, she said earlier, I'm a single mom, and I thought that he was going to change this. Like, he's dead. No one has to know the conversation was just between the two of us. I'd have lied it too, girl. I feel you. So then we learned that there was a black Civic following Eleanor and Jamie around. Turns out, Private Eye!
Wait, it was Macy, right? Wasn't it?
It was Macy. You're right. Yeah. Correct. I apologize. Yes.
So it was following Macy, and it turns out to be Macy's husband, Will?
Macy's husband, Will, hired the PI to stalk her and figure out what was going on. That's how we learned that she was not in a solo, in a relationship where she could sleep with other people. Words. It's late, y'all. And so, she was cheating. Here's the thing. Once again, we have a crime that is wrapped up way too easily. Much like the dominatrix crime, which we'll get into the details of that in a second. They were just like, she's like, yeah, he did it. I saw the whole thing. No emotions, no hysterics, no betrayals, no shots of Will afterwards. I have a lot of, I don't think that's how it went down. I honestly think someone has caught on to their game. I don't know how. I'll save everything for predictions. But I think someone is onto them and is somehow using victims or something.
Yeah.
Things are fishy.
It's looking a little twisted. Yeah, she was super calm when they were talking to me. Yes, she, when he even brought the paper in front of her and was like pretty much trying to get a statement from her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was just way too calm about it.
She was prepared, man.
Yeah, no, she was. And then they didn't bring him back in, right?
Once no, we
they,
didn't see him afterwards.
Okay, we didn't see him afterwards. Okay. So yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you.
Yeah. So I thought that was strange. Okay. So we're not sure really what happened, but it looks like Will, Macy's husband, did it, but we'll have to see. I honestly think we're going to get more of that later. Mm-hmm. James has... Oh, okay. So let's get into this stuff. So we are, for the first time ever, revisiting a moment here. We're revisiting a crime.
Yes.
We've been kind of doing this past couple episodes where people are like, this dominatrix thing
is
weird. This guy, $500 cash, where is he getting it from? He doesn't have the job for it. James is not wealthy.
Right.
We know he kind of tried to, what was it, blackmail the mayor, I believe, earlier. We know he has some kind of information stored.
Some blackmail information.
Yes, but we don't know what it is yet or who necessarily it could damage. And, oh my gosh, y'all, names. Peyton. Peyton is the lawyer opposite. She's the one who's filing charges. She's like, look, I can get you 30 years, okay? You will knock off 10 if you can give us the chip.
Yeah.
Don't worry. His lawyer is like, hey, we don't think he did this. There's a lot of things suspicious going on. We don't know. And for a moment, when it's just the three of them in there, there's James says, this chip is the only thing keeping me alive.
Right.
This is it. And then in storms big lawyer from, I believe, like mid-season one.
He's a defense attorney that came in and whispered something in his ear. And I'm just thinking, what is he saying?
Yes.
Because next thing you know, here James Weckler is hanging himself. So it's like,
yeah, so we're not quite sure what's going on other than our creepy lawyer guy said, hey, forget that thing ever existed, we're it didn't happen. So, some conspiracies, some cover-ups.
Yeah.
We're getting a little teeny tiny bits of information here and there. Chat, if you have predictions and stuff, let me know. We will check it out. On to Liv's story.
Okay.
Unless, did you have something you want to add?
Well, yeah. I mean, as far as... I mean, I did write down a couple things with James Weckler that, you know, he was... he had confessed to killing Dominatrix. Mm. But he was forced to. So, obviously, like, that memory card has... Maybe, like, the information as to who forced him to...
We had been looking for all of her clients' intel earlier.
Yeah.
But that, at this point, that seems so much smaller. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't seem a thing worth dying for. Like, okay, you saw a dominatrix. Like,
right.
Death? Yeah, that's heavy. So, I think it links back to the zombie thing, but I don't know yet.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, we totally will see. Okay, so, Liv eats our preschool teacher Jamie's brains. And she's this, like, great thing where she's trying to guide everyone through their feelings. We already talked a little bit about the inappropriate sock puppet. My favorite thing about this episode is how much Babs was not having Liv's, like, ridiculousness. He's no. Put it down.
Yeah.
Put it down. I don't have time for this. The eye rolls, the, just basically all the side eye from Babs gives me full life, and I really enjoyed watching it.
No, I did too. I think that when he wasn't expecting her to come back. Because remember, he thought she was going to take the cure.
Yeah.
Because he had to say that goodbye in the last episode. So I think him seeing, I think he already had it in his mind that he wasn't even going to have her help. So it's almost like, I think he was, I don't know, maybe over her?
I don't know, maybe. I just felt like I feel like Babs takes Liv in whatever form she comes in. Like,
yeah.
Even way before he knew that she was a zombie and that's why she had all these crazy personalities.
Yeah.
He was just ready to roll with it. I did like the way Liv ate the brains. She made, like, a PB&J sushi roll-up.
Yes.
It was very American, and I appreciated the simplicity after we have out... We've had, like, a lot of, like, very fancy dishes.
Yes, we do.
I have the idea that she was like, screw it, peanut butter jelly. Right. But I'll cut it in a creative way, and that'll make it fun. And I can't even lie, like, I wanted to try it afterwards.
Makes me want to go home and make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right? It's like, who knew? Peanut butter sushi rolls. Yeah. It looks amazing. So then, most exciting in Liv's storyline this week, after she punches out Blaine, which was amazing.
Yeah.
She goes on a date with Justin, and the date goes really good. They're, like, talking for hours. They're, like, finding things out about each other. Yeah. They like the same super spicy Bloody Marys.
They do.
What did you think about them? We predicted a couple weeks ago that they were going to be in a relationship, potentially.
Yes. I did. When I was watching them, I'm not going to lie, I literally was like, wait a minute, are they flirting? And the way he was looking at her as they were kind of, you know, fast forward, like, the background.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
They were chemistry.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that she was off the preschool teacher's brain, but and I know she was being a little weird, but I think he like enjoyed that a little bit.
Yeah, well, we know Justin doesn't frequently eat the non yogurt brains that we've seen, the go-gurt brain, as we've come to call them. And so maybe I think he found it a little charming, a little interesting, like, oh,
mm-hmm.
She's like eating the brains and like she has all these personalities, and it's something that we see he's experienced once, you know.
Yeah.
So I think maybe he's a little bit living vicariously through her. Mm-hmm. I love watching them on the date. I thought they were really precious. I like them as a couple.
I do too.
What I don't like is how it seems to be hurting Major, though.
You know, it didn't seem like it bothered him that much. I know when she had the card for Justin, and then she said, you know, do you like me? Yes or no? And then when Justin gave the card back to Major, and then Major was like, this is the last message I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to give. I'm not going to pretty much play the middleman. It didn't seem like he was really in his feelings about it, but I think that, I mean, I could talk about it more in predictions. I mean, who knows what could happen, because... Yeah, I mean, you really don't know. I mean, there's definitely some chemistry, so I don't know. Things may get hot and heavy between the two of them.
It'll be interesting. I just feel bad that Major is the one kind of in the middle. And,
yeah.
But again, Major Lily White is always a stand-up guy. When Justin comes to him like a straight-up dude and says, hey, I have feelings. Yeah. If I court her, we're going to have issues because our friendship first.
Yeah.
And Major is like, you know, we're not involved. I just became human. I can't even sleep with this girl. A lot of issues, a lot of unresolved issues from their past relationship. So it was cool to see how they kind of matured.
Yeah.
And then for him to be, like, I feel like bringing the note is an extra step.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like your friendship obligates you to pass notes between potential lovers. Like, certainly my friends know we're not obligated to do these things.
Right.
And yet it comes from such a good place because we know that Justin, like, he didn't send letters because his little preschool crush He had to read his letter out loud, and it was embarrassing for him, and so he doesn't want to do school letters anymore. And she was like, no, this is a rite of passage, and everyone has to be involved. And it was so cute.
It was.
She had the stickers and the boxes. It was so full. Already their relationship is precious to me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not anywhere near my OTP, but it's high on the list of, like, cute things I'm excited about happening in TV right now.
It's the little things.
Yeah.
Things like that. Super cute. I agree.
Yeah. That's what's happening with Liv, essentially, this week. She's kind of dating Justin. Justin, on the other hand, has a huge secret to keep because he knows Lily's secret. He knows that Lily White is human.
Yes.
Weird position to be in, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're kind of like, I don't want to call Fillmore Greaves a cult, but it's a little cultish.
Yeah.
They're building their own island and they want to be separated from everybody, understandably so.
Right.
But also it's weird to be the only other inside of a cult, and I think it's twice as uncomfortable when only one person has your secret. Here's why. That, like, now it's also Justin's responsibility. Like, if the group gets mad at Major,
right,
they'll probably also be super pissed at Justin, don't you think?
I mean, absolutely, because, you know, the fact that I think they're going to end up finding out that Justin knew about it the entire time. I think it also puts Justin in this weird position because, like, you know, like Justin was saying, do you still think you should be, you know, you should pretty much be a part of this if you're now human? I mean, if you get shot, I mean it's kind of over for you. So I don't know. I think it'll definitely come to the light, and I'm sure they'll somehow put a twist in there where Justin, they'll find out that Justin knew about it the entire time.
Yeah, Popcorn Some Pop sort says of twist. Major cock blocked himself, and he sure did. Yeah, no, he just did. He could have, like, it seemed like maybe Liv was interested in getting back together, and she was like, it's complicated. And they never had the conversation to be like, this is where we are now. So by putting Justin in her path, he for sure removed himself from the equation, which I think is interesting. But he does make the point of, like, this is the last time I'm doing this. No more notes for you guys.
Yeah.
But their relationship is great. I do worry about having to keep this secret. And what the group is going to do when they find out. Justin's concern was that Major could be shot. My concern is, like, he could just be scratched and turn into a zombie again.
Exactly.
Like, we have no more cure. So, hanging out with a bunch of zombies seems reckless. On the other hand, Major lays out, I was a serial killer. No one is hiring me. This is the sweetest life I have left. So, Major's in some... It's a rough spot to be in. I don't envy him. So then Major and Justin get a call. They're hanging out when Justin gets this note, and their commander basically tells him, hey, we've put a tracker on our crazy gun-toting white supremacist douchebags, and they're coming your way.
Right.
Figure that out. So Major plays as a cop. He does the bright, shiny light so they can't pick up details on his face. They do the stereotypical, what are you doing here? This is, you know, private road. Figure out your stuff. What kind of party are you going to? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing, and the chat was talking about it earlier. What the hell was your plan here?
Right.
Like, y'all got no guns, no tasers.
Yeah.
You didn't seem as
though
you were
blind them to death. That's
it didn't seem as though they were trying to apprehend or bring them in.
Yeah.
Why? What possible? Like, there was no information to gather. You weren't taking them down, so you essentially just revealed yourselves to them, and I don't understand. And gave them proof to put on the internet that you exist.
Yeah. Yeah, when the episode ended with the footage, I was completely taken back by that. And I was like, I feel like that part of the show was it was a little sloppy. Because, they didn't even have any backup or anything. It was just like the two of them. Like you said, they had no car. I mean, they had no guns. They had nothing. So it's like, how are they supposed to catch these guys in a car? And then,
was that even the goal? Because that wasn't even made clear.
Yeah, and it wasn't. And I also thought, too, when they were driving in the car, that the guy said, oh, my front tires are out. So I'm wondering, how did they drive off? Like, I would have thought that Jess would have been able to catch them, for sure.
Anything. Well, I mean, he caught up to them after putting everything back in place, which was gross awesome.
That was weird.
But then, like, I thought he would maybe try to punch through the glass. There seemed to be a lack of any drive, which was weird, because if you ever needed drive, it would be now. Like, these guys are ready to build a militia against you.
Exactly.
And again, you've just given them their silver bullet. You revealed your zombie self to them. just seems dangerous and weird. I'll leave the rest of that thought for predictions because I have thoughts. Okay. Let's move on to the most heartbreaking thing I've seen in a long time. Sad Blaine. Yeah. Last week we established you are team Bad Blaine? Good Blaine?
Yes, I like Bad Blaine.
You like Bad Blaine. So how does it hit you this week to see Sad Blaine?
You know, I feel like I'm going to jump ship because it did kind of, it hurt me a little bit just to see him like sad and just kind of like a little mopey. Mm. You know, I didn't really like seeing him like that. And I know it's because he misses Peyton and I get it.
Yeah, he's grieving. Yeah,
he is. He is. So I'll talk more about it in predictions because I'm curious to see what's going to happen with them. But it definitely made me sad seeing him like that.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's singing sad songs at the piano. He's getting punched in the face by Liv.
I know.
Which is sad slash awesome. And then
that was bittersweet.
It's just a downward spiral. We learned Donnie at the Scratching Post is he's taking over the brain industry. His last holdout finally switched over.
Yes.
So it's now essentially he runs the club and the business.
The zombie bar, yeah.
Which for a guy who doesn't strike people as business savvy, getting pretty far.
Yeah.
Well, at last, we don't know, but you know, don't discount Donnie. Guy's making moves. He decides to make a real terrible offer to Blaine because I think Blaine was selling the brain for like $1,000 before.
Yeah.
So like $100 a brain is real, it's a real ripoff. Not only that, but then after Don Ely's, we learn that Blaine's father hired his henchman to shoot Blaine in the stomach because he wanted his son to suffer, apparently.
Right.
Which bullshit, first of all. I'm gonna just say it. It's awful, it's terrible, and it annoys me. But then he took the money, too, which really set me over the edge. I was like, you didn't just shoot this dude. Then took it, like, you took the money, and we're not quite sure where we leave off in that scene. Like, Blaine's on the ground, he's bleeding out, but he's got his hand up, he says, wait, I have money, a lot of money.
Yeah, and then it just kind of ends, so it makes you wonder what's gonna happen next. But obviously we know Blaine's gonna, he's gonna survive this.
Yes.
But the twist, I'm sure there's gonna be some great twist.
I hope Blaine survives. I also kind of hope he goes back to being zombie because I really like zombie Blaine, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I do too.
But that's essentially, these are our key elements of the episode. I did miss one point where Major almost has to eat a ghost pepper, and I really thought he was just gonna do it and like just man the F out and be like, it doesn't burn, let me in, water god. But luckily Donnie's sneaky butt comes behind and is like, they're all good, let him in. Donnie really excited to have just cops in his club, which I feel like maybe you want to be leery of how excited you are about police officers knowing that your club exists.
I wanted to ask you, what did you think about I thought Don E was the one that stole the cure.
Now his excuse is kind of flimsy. He's like, you know how much money I would have made, but you're making a lot of money right now.
Exactly.
And you're kind of keeping it cool. Now, that's not Donnie's MO. You know, he's kind of tends to be the reckless one.
Yeah.
But if not you and none of the other people we've seen, who? Let's move into predictions.
Right.
Here we are. We've already made it there, guys.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Yes. So this episode's gonna be mostly predictions, guys. I'm not gonna lie, because we got a lot of new information.
Yes.
And I feel like we have a lot of questions to answer. And I'm really excited, chat. We're gonna get into a lot of your predictions, but I want to answer your question first.
Okay.
I think it could be Fillmore Greaves. Hear me out. Cult. Loyal following, right?
Yeah.
Financially built in, because a lot of zombies in the Seattle area tend to have money. They need to because they're buying these brains and things. Yeah. We see them rolling around. We see them involved in like sex trafficking and sex workers. These are like as awful as a lot of things we've seen some of the zombies do. Like cash flow is mad insane, right?
Mm-hmm.
A cure kills Fillmore Greaves. A cure depletes the business wholly. And a cure goes against what they stand for. They have a lot of zombie pride, a lot of zombie nationalism happening at Fillmore Greaves. I think someone from there found out and maybe has Liv bugged or the office or something.
Yeah.
And they've decided that we don't want a cure and we're stopping this.
I completely agree with that. I completely agree.
Yeah. Ivan Soto says, we'll probably find out who stole the cure next season. That is a long time to wait, and I will be very upset if I don't get it at the end of this season. But it would not surprise me because, you know, tension. I have Nicholas Stormy says, someone needs to off Don E. Do you think Donnie's playing with fire? I think he that is. That's a good possibility that he could die before the end of this season.
I think so too. Yeah, his character is a little risky, and the fact that he's, I feel like he's kind of in deep with all those zombies. So I'm just curious as to how this season is going to play out with him.
Well, and I imagine he blackmailed some people to get them on the list. Right. He's like, this is our last holdout. Yeah. Kind of screwing over a lot of people. It really would not surprise me. Do we think Blaine goes back to being a villain or not from this point? We know he's Morning Peyton. We know he's shot and he's down.
Yeah.
Kind of a good villain comeback story. He's Absolutely. Not acting like one, but I see potential for it.
Yeah, I definitely think Blaine's going to become a zombie again. And then I definitely think we're going to get a little bit more of the bad Blaine, which I'm obviously excited about. And obviously, I think that we'll see him again with Peyton. And I'm excited about that. Because, you know, I'm Team Blaine.
I don't like Peyton and Blaine.
I love them. It's clear that
Peyton is missing Blaine. We see at the top of the show where she's staring out when the super important case, kind of, a man's life essentially is on the line.
Exactly.
And she's just like, oh, but Blaine.
Right.
What has even happened to us? I barely remember. Yeah, so, okay, cool. Other predictions. Okay. Guys, we talk about it every week. Will Major Lily White live to see the next season? I don't know. And every day his chances seem less to me. Again, not because I have anything against Major. Like, if I've never wanted a character to die less on a show, like, he doesn't do anything to deserve it. He's literally just a good guy trying to, like, live his life. And terrible things keep happening to him. And it's awful. And yet, you are now a human surrounded by zombies who will potentially hate you for turning your back on them. Mm-hmm. You're a serial killer to almost everyone else.
Ooh. I mean, I think that with Major's character, because, you know, pretty much everyone thinks of him as, like, this awful killer, I believe that they're going to find a way to, I don't know, maybe shine a little light on his story. Maybe he'll come back and there'll be some sort of twist where people will like him again. People won't think that he's a killer. I think that they're going to find a way to maybe, I don't know, pin it on somebody else, like, maybe bad Blaine. Mm. But I don't see Major dying. I don't.
Okay, I hope he stays around. I really hope he does.
I really don't see it. And I definitely think that they're gonna. I want to see Liv and Major again. It's kind of weird.
I've been missing them as a couple too.
I do too. It's weird because she's always like, I feel like she's always on these like weird brains. So it's almost like I want to see them like just have like their moment again. I feel like I really want to see that because every time that they're trying to interact, she's weird. And I'm like thinking, I don't really, it's kind of hard to like see their chemistry. So.
But here's the thing with Justin, it didn't really matter.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what
true.
I mean?
That's
this idea. True. And like, but, again, I don't want to say anything bad against my couple because they're amazing, but Justin and Liv, he was like, yeah, preschooler brain. Got it. Let's right. do it. Yeah, totally.
He liked that.
Yeah. But. Like he was okay with it. He was just ready to roll with the punches. So, maybe Justin's a little more carefree, and it helps that he didn't know Liv just as Liv. You know what I mean? When she
exactly.
was just human.
Yeah.
It might be helpful that he only knows her as zombie Liv and that he's not holding her to a previous expectation. Renji90998 in the chat says, part of me thinks that Peyton is going to discover something dangerous and nearly died, gets turned into a zombie. Peyton is flirting with some dangerous stuff.
She is, yeah.
She is in the business.
I'd love to see Peyton a zombie.
I mean, we've seen, oh my God. First of all, Peyton's hair in zombie form would give me all of the life.
Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily want to see her as a zombie. I feel like there's always a tipping point in a show. Like, we were talking about it on Supergirl panel last night. Like, if too many people have powers, it becomes much less interesting because that dynamic is kind of gone of, like, powers versus not powers and stuff. So I don't want everyone to be a zombie. And Liv makes a great line this episode of, like, who isn't a zombie anymore?
Right, yeah, she does
Which
say
is
that.
Fair. Yeah. And maybe that's, like, the drive of the show is, like, this is a zombie apocalypse. It's just slowly everyone becomes a zombie and then there's brain shortage and we all die. But maybe not. I don't know. I kind of don't want to see her as a zombie. Maybe like see like a 30-second zombie where it's like, oh no, my hair is white and drugs and now I'm fine. But we don't have any more Teen Utopians and we don't know who stole our shipment. And we only have 17. So I don't know.
I don't know. What about Blaine's dad? Do you think that he may have taken the cure.
Oh my God, that's a really good idea.
I wrote that under predictions. That's what I was thinking. I don't know how
he would have found out about it, yeah. But he is kind of sinister and evil, and Donnie is still playing nice with him, apparently. I mean, yeah, he brought exactly. a guy along to kill him, so maybe...
He knows what he's capable of.
It's totally possible. Yeah. It is entirely possible. Let's see. Who else? Do you think Justin can keep the secret?
I think he can.
Yeah?
I think he can. I think he's... I like his relationship with Major. I like their friendship. I mean, even when they like... Mm. And when they kind of like had the little moment, they like dab each other and was just like, he like, you know, I can keep the secret. Like, I thought that I love that little moment between the two of them because I see they got like a kind of like a little bromance.
Yeah, no, it's on. Great.
It's kind of cute. I like it. So I don't think he's going to say anything.
Okay. All right. I hope not. I like Justin. I like him to stick around, but we don't know him that well. I don't trust him fully.
I am a little worried though because of the footage of Justin as an angry zombie. I am a little worried. I'm like, please, like, I'm not ready for Justin to go. So I'm like, my fingers are crossed that they don't kill him off.
Yeah, Evan Sitter says, I can't trust Justin now. I'm really sorry. You don't have to be sorry. I also don't trust him. Popcorn Pop says, maybe bring in Canadian zombies. Just in time for the cure. Yes, bring your Canadian healthcare down and save the zombie apocalypse. Totally. I want to get into my final prediction, which is kind of a big one. And it's, okay, so not only do I think Fillmore Graves is on some other business, I think Fillmore Graves might be aligned with some humans. Hmm. Like, here's the thing. We've got this huge case that Peyton's trying to uncover. We know that Fillmore kind of wants to keep things zombie only, and humans don't really want zombies, so there might be, like, a mutually beneficial separation. But the real thing is, Liv is having some weird visions lately. You mentioned before the show started that you noticed something different with her visions. You want to talk about it?
I noticed that when she had the vision of the car driving off, of the black Honda, that when Clive had asked her, oh, was this the license plate? She literally had that vision again and was able to see the license plate. And I was asking, like, I don't think we've seen her do that before.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's going on? Something.
That certainly hit me a street. Yeah. Like, can you just recall? And is your zombie brain getting stronger or is this something else? The blue goo remain in your system and maybe it's altering your brain as you consume additional brains? I think we'll get more of this next week when Ravi gives, if she decides to eat James Weckler's brain, which Ravi is now soaking in the blue memory goo.
Right, because he claims that it'll give them like a supercharged brain.
Well, so. We also have to ask, we never find out what Blaine did with his super blue juice.
Oh, we didn't.
Yeah, because that's how we end last week's episode.
Yeah, and then
not see it this week. But he was shot, and he says he has a lot of money, and people are having different visions.
So,
I'm wild on the speculation train, guys. Like, I don't know a lot happened
in this episode, so it makes you wonder, like, what's going to happen next? There's so... I mean, I literally was from the love triangle, someone stealing the cure, you know, Donnie with the zombie club, and then James Wicker hanging himself, then Blaine getting shot. There's so much that happened in this episode.
Yeah, we're really... Whereas we complained, I think, the last 2 weeks of the show slowed down a bit. Like, it was, like, full steam ahead this week. Nicholas Stormy in the chat says, Liz should just drink the blue stuff. I kind of agree, just because I'm curious. Is like, can you then have access to all of their memories? And what does that mean? Hmm. I don't know. Blue stuff has to play a big part in the role because promo posters are all blue Kool-Aid. Oh, good point. Good point, Popcorn. Nicholas Stormy says, maybe Blaine put the blue juice in the brains he was prepping. Whoa. If we have a bunch of zombies having really deep memories and just blanking out for long periods of time, because we know that Liv blanking out on the brains has become more noticeable. Like,
right, it has.
It used to be like 5 or 6 seconds, and now if we're like 10 seconds, we're like, what's going on with you?
Or maybe she'll be able to control when she has... Maybe with her having like kind of like that double vision of the license plate, maybe she can just kind of like go back to the vision that she's already had.
Totally possible.
Or just, I don't know, maybe the visions will be longer. She'll be able to see a lot more. So I'm curious. I'm excited now.
I don't know what's happening. But I'm very, very excited for next week.
Me too.
Thank you guys in the chat so much for joining us and having all these great thoughts and super amazing predictions. I'm so excited to see what happens next week. I was not expecting half the things that I thought we were going to get, like, another, like, you know, oh, a little mystery or whatever, let me solve it and move on. But we got major plot stuff this week. So Hannah and Dave should be back next week. They are sorry they couldn't be here with you guys tonight. But again, we love you, chat, for being with us. If you aren't watching live and you're listening to us after, either on the iTunes or the Stitcher or even right here on YouTube, be sure to rate and comment on us. This helps our producers know that you like watching what we're doing, mm-hmm. that you're enjoying talking about the show. And it also helps other people find us. So yep. if you're watching on the YouTubes, comment below. We do read the comments. Sometimes we give them thumbs up. Sometimes we comment back. Give us 5 stars. If you're over on the iTunes, you can always leave us a message there. We try to read them as often as we can. Maybe next week we'll do a very special read-through of some of your comments, because that's always fun. Yeah. In the meantime, I have been Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique, every week at blackgirlnerds.com, every Wednesday at Schmoes No. Thursdays here I do Genius at 2. 3 o'clock is The Handmaid's Tale. 4 o'clock on Popcorn Talk is The Knife Hour. And then at 9 o'clock, Archer with my girl Alexis. So stay tuned for that.
Wow, you have so much going on. So much. I cannot compete with that. But again, I am Shawn Tierra Mapp, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter as Shawn Tierra. And I'll be back next week.
Yeah, we will. Yay. Same network, same times. Thanks again for joining us, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.